The crash eastbound I-80 at about 3200 West, it's in between Bangor and I-215's West Belt, has been moved over to the right shoulder, but the delays are still back past Bangor and continue all the way to I-215's West Belt. And if you're transitioning, we now have slowdowns northbound on I-215's West Belt from I-80 up to not quite Legacy. Northbound I-15 seeing some of the usual slowing in Davis County, Kaysville, Layton, up to SR-193, but it's southbound I-15 where we had our other emergency traffic problem, a crash southbound prior to 24th Street. All lanes are now open, but delays are still stacked back to Marriott Slaterville. Michelle?
Crash northbound I-15 Main Street Lehigh on the right shoulder. That traffic will hit delays just past 500 East and American Fork. Then southbound I-15 is also picking up at the point of the mountain and down through Lehigh, heading southbound on I-215 East Side Belt Route, hitting delays from 4500 south down to Knutson Corner. Mark?
Yeah, KSL Traffic Trooper reminding us that the big delays in the area of 5100 South Redwood Road, so avoid that area due to a crash. But in the valley, we have sort of routine Friday delays on I-15. Crowded between downtown in spots down to Sandy. Then you got northbound delays coming up out of Utah County, point of the mountain, up to I-215 South Belt, and then more delays south Salt Lake into downtown. Don't spend another holiday season waking up in pain with Durden's early Black Friday mattress deals. The gift of peaceful sleep awaits you and your holiday guest at Durden's on 5th South and Bountiful. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.
Mark.